I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, May 10th. Quincy police say they've broken up a pretty major drug distribution operation that was working out of a Quincy Point condo recently. Officers executed a search warrant at 200 Cove Way and seized a large quantity of oxycodone, cocaine, and other drugs. Officers also confiscated three guns, ammunition, and $36,000 in cash. Two men who lived in that unit are now facing multiple charges. The Quincy City Council Finance Committee will meet Thursday night to continue discussing a proposal to create a new home for Quincy College. The administration wants to purchase the Monroe Building in Quincy Center, tear it down, and put up a 15-story building for the college and for city offices. The council recently passed a resolution calling on Quincy College to explore merging with the state community college system or becoming its own community college. Massachusetts set to take another step forward to fully reopening today as certain outdoor Phase 4 industries will be allowed to resume operations or host larger crowds. As of May 10th, large venues such as indoor and outdoor stadiums, arenas, and ballparks, including Fenway Park, TD Garden, and Gillette Stadium, will be permitted to have 25% capacity. It has been 12% up until now. When the new capacity kicks in, the TD Garden will be permitted roughly 4,800 fans, Fenway about 9,400, and about 16,500 at Gillette. Some outdoor industries, including amusement parks, theme parks, and outdoor water parks, will be permitted to operate at 50% capacity. The state's relaxing a number of coronavirus restrictions starting today. One change includes senior hours that have been required at grocery stores and retailers with a pharmacy since the beginning of the pandemic. For the past year, those stores had been ordered to provide at least an hour per day in the early morning that was reserved for shoppers who were 60 or older because that population was more vulnerable to the virus. Governor says he's dropping that mandate starting today. However, he is recommending that the early hours for seniors continue. Six of the state's mass vaccination sites will be open for walk-ins starting today, except Gillette Stadium. Walk-in hours will be posted on the state's Vaccine Finder website. The hope is that the convenience of not needing an appointment will encourage more people to get their shots. A Brockton man facing charges in connection with the shooting of a 17-year-old in Weymouth on Friday. Officers responding to a reported shooting on West Street about 5 p.m. found the teen in the driveway suffering from a gunshot wound to the chest. The victim was taken to South Shore Hospital and was expected to survive. Suspect, later identified as 22-year-old Eric L'Esperance Jr., allegedly ran away from the area and was later spotted behind a home with a firearm. He was taken into custody without incident and facing a number of charges. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, May 10th.